Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the Bible reading for November 20th. Today I'll be reading from Ezekiel 40, verse 28 through 41, 26. In James chapter 4, verses 1 through 17, the book of Psalms 118 through 19, 20, and Proverbs 28, 3 through 5. Let me begin by reading in Ezekiel chapter 40, beginning at verse 28. Then he brought me, Ezekiel, to the inner court through the southern gateway. He measured the southern gateway according to the same measurements. Also its gate chambers, its gate posts, and its archways were according to these same measurements. There were windows in it and its archways all around. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. There were archways all around, 25 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. Its archways faced the outer court. Palm trees were on its gatepost, and going up to it were 8 steps. And he brought me into the inner court, facing east. He measured the gateway according to these same measurements. Also, its gate chambers, its gatepost, and its archways were according to these same measurements. And there were windows in it, and its archways all around. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. Its archways faced the outer court, and palm trees were on its gatepost on this side and on that side, and going up to it were 8 steps. Then he brought me to the north gateway and measured it according to these same measurements. Also its gate chambers, its gatepost, its archways. It had windows all around, and its length was 50 cubits and its width 25 cubits. Its gatepost faced the outer court. Palm trees were on its gatepost on this side and on that side, and going up to it were 8 steps. There was a chamber in its entrance by the gatepost of the gateway, where they washed the burnt offering. In the vestibule of the gateway were 2 tables on this side and 2 tables on that side, on which to slay the burnt offering, the sin offering, and the trespass offering. At the outer side of the vestibule, as one goes up to the entrance of the northern gateway, were 2 tables. And on the other side of the vestibule of the gateway were 2 tables. 4 tables were on this side and 4 tables on that side, by the side of the gateway. 8 tables on which they slaughtered their sacrifices. There were also 4 tables of hewn stone for the burnt offering, 1 cubit and a half long, 1 cubit and a half wide, and 1 cubit high. On these they laid the instruments with which they slaughtered the burnt offering and the sacrifice. Inside were hooks, a handbreadth wide, fastened all around, and the flesh of the sacrifices was on the tables. Outside the inner gate were the chambers for the singers in the inner court, one facing south at the side of the northern gateway, and the other facing north at the side of the southern gateway. Then he said to me, "This chamber, which faces south, is for the priests who have charge of the temple. The chamber, which faces north, is for the priests who have charge of the altar. These are the sons of Zadok from the sons of Levi, who come near the Lord to minister to him." And he measured the court, 100 cubits long and 100 cubits wide, 4 square. The altar was in front of the temple. Then he brought me to the vestibule of the temple and measured the doorpost of the vestibule, 5 cubits on this side and 5 cubits on that side. And the width of the gateway was 3 cubits on this side and 3 cubits on that side. The length of the vestibule was 20 cubits, and the width 11 cubits, and by the steps which led up to it there were pillars by the doorpost, one on this side and another on that side. Chapter 41. Then he brought me into the sanctuary and measured the doorposts, 6 cubits wide on one side and 6 cubits wide on the other side, the width of the tabernacle. The width of the entryway was 10 cubits, and the side walls of this entrance were 5 cubits on this side and 5 cubits on the other side. And he measured its length 40 cubits, and its width 20 cubits. Also he went inside and measured the doorpost, 2 cubits, and the entrance 6 cubits high, and the width of the entrance 7 cubits. He measured the length 20 cubits, and the width 20 cubits, beyond the sanctuary. And he said to me, "This is the most holy place." Next he measured the wall of the temple 6 cubits. The width of each side chamber all around the temple was 4 cubits on every side. The side chambers were in 3 stories, one above the other, 30 chambers in each story. They rested on ledges, which were for the side chambers all around, that they might be supported, but not fastened to the wall of the temple. As one went up from story to story, the side chambers became wider all around, because their supporting ledges in the wall of the temple ascended like steps. Therefore the width of the structure increased as one went up from the lowest story to the highest by way of the middle one. I saw also an elevation all around the temple. It was the foundation of the side chambers, a full rod, that is, 6 cubits high. The thickness of the outer wall of the side chambers was 5 cubits, and so also the remaining terrace by the place of the side chambers of the temple. And between it and the wall chambers was a width of 20 cubits all around, the temple on every side. The doors of the side chambers opened on the terrace, the one door toward the north and another toward the south, and the width of the terrace was 5 cubits all around. The building that faced the separating courtyard at its western end was 70 cubits wide. The wall of the building was 5 cubits thick all around, and its length 90 cubits. So he measured the temple 100 cubits long, and the separating courtyard with the building and its walls was 100 cubits long. Also the width of the eastern face of the temple, including the separating courtyard, was 100 cubits. He measured the length of the building behind it, facing the separating courtyard, with its galleries on the one side and on the other side, 100 cubits, as well as the inner temple and the porches of the court, their doorposts and the beveled window frames, and the galleries all around their 3 stories opposite the threshold were paneled with wood from the ground to the windows. The windows were covered from the space above the door even to the inner room, as well as the outside and on every wall around, inside and outside by measure. And it was made with cherubim and palm trees, a palm tree between cherub and cherub. Each cherub had 2 faces, so that the face of a man was toward a palm tree on one side, and the face of a young lion toward a palm tree on the other side. Thus it was made throughout the temple all around, from the floor to the space above the door and on the wall of the sanctuary. Cherubim and palm trees were carved. The doorposts of the temple were square, as was the front of the sanctuary. Their appearance was similar. The altar was of wood, 3 cubits high, and its length 2 cubits. Its corners, its length, and its sides were of wood. And he said to me, "This is the table that is before the Lord." The temple and the sanctuary had 2 doors. The doors had 2 panels apiece, 2 folding panels, 2 panels for one door, and 2 panels for the other door. Cherubim and palm trees were carved on the doors of the temple, just as they were carved on the walls. A wooden canopy was on the front of the vestibule outside. There were beveled window frames and palm trees on one side and on the other, on the sides of the vestibule, also on the side chambers of the temple and on the canopies. James chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask, and you do not receive, because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the Scripture says in vain, "The servant who dwells in us yearns jealously"? But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. And there is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another? Come now, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin. Psalm 118, beginning in verse 19. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them. I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, through which the righteous shall enter. I will praise you, for you have answered me, and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now your prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and he has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Proverbs chapter 28, beginning in verse 3. A poor man who oppresses the poor is like a driving rain which leaves no food. Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand all. And that's our reading for November 20th. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful today that we can come into your presence. Lord, we're so thankful for your word. We see, Lord, there are so many times where we have failed you. And across the ages of time, as we read in Scripture, your people have turned their back on you, gone their own wicked way, and Lord, we never want to do that. We want to please you in everything that we do and say. Pray that you would open doors of opportunity that we might serve you more than we ever have before. Be with each one who listens to these words this day. Let the power of Jesus be real in our life, and we pray it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you, dear heart, and blessings be upon you and your family. This is Pastor Cecil.